Welcome to Ask Gwen, everyone, and I apologize if I get a song in my throat. I'll try and mute my mic as quickly as possible so you guys don't hear me coughing in the middle of Janae's interview, but so far we're fine, and so I'm going to let Janae take it away, and you guys figure that unique name club out, Janae and Gwen, and you guys figure that out. So I'm going to let Janae take it away.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Gwen, for bringing me on to your podcast. I'm very excited to be here. How do you say my name? My name is Janae. It rhymes with lemonade. It always helps others to see and hear the name and what it rhymes with, something that's quite common, like lemonade. It's quite common. Had some people even call me lemonade for about a week before they could
oh, God.
Get my name
oh,
right.
Oh, God. I love it. I love it because, awesome. No, what happens to me is people think my last name is my first name, and it's like, no, when is actually a legal name? So I get that a lot. Or I get wonky spellings on my name. That's why I asked the name before we pressed record. I said, how in the world do you pronounce your name? Because I'm like, I don't want to lose out the life.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
So, Janae, please explain to my audience more of what you do.
So what do I do? Or what do I am passionate about? So there's two separate things, and I guess you could say it's a similar thing as well. For professional purposes, I am a UX designer. I design mobile and web applications for enterprise, for consumers, etc. But I am deeply passionate about filmmaking, videography, photography, and what I actually wanted to talk about here was my new podcast that I started earlier this year, if that's okay
with
you.
Let's go for it. I love talking to new podcasters. Geez, as you can hear, the passion in my voice, because unfortunately your day job will put everyone to sleep, even though it fascinates me, UX design fascinates me, and graphic design fascinates me. The less techie part of my audience will be put to sleep. I know.
Well, so how did this, how did I come up with the purview for the podcast? Well, I am deeply passionate about a million things. I get made fun of, hey, what's your new hobby this week? So I was like, you know what? I love hobbies so much. Why don't I just talk about it? And it happened to be that earlier this year, I started beekeeping as a hobby. And I was taking a class on beekeeping, which is about 8 weeks long. And I was like, hey, it would be a great topic to talk about on my podcast. And it would be, you know, a great way for me to document what beekeeping and what all is involved in beekeeping. So I started a podcast called Hacks and Hobbies, and I started talking about beekeeping and the waiting period and what all it took for me to learn about beekeeping. And it was just so fascinating learning about bees and learning about these honeybees and all that goes into it, the different aspects that bees have to deal with, as well as, you know, who's the boss in the beehive versus who runs the entire beehive and, you know, all of those things.
If you don't mind me jumping in here. He's not saying bees as in joy making. He's saying bees as in honeybees. And as in eat honey. So I want to thank you that quick. If you thought he was saying beads, you're like, what? No, he's saying bees as in honeybees and beekeeping. So go ahead today.
Yeah. So beekeeping and honeybees are, you know, it is a domesticated, I don't want to call it an insect, but it is an insect, but it is a domesticated insect that we are so fortunate to have. These bees are, you know, they travel all over the world and to help pollinate the massive food production crops that we have in the United States, as well as all over the country, all over the world. Now, funny thing that I did not know is that honeybees are not native to United States. They are actually immigrants. So honeybees come from Northern Europe, Asian countries, and they help pollinate a lot of the crops that we have here in the United States. Now, there are other bees in the United States, and I don't want to be too boring talking about bees and anatomy in here, but the other bees that we have in the United States that are native to the country are bumblebees, carpenter bees, mason bees, and other pollinators that are native to the United States. And when we hear about the topic that, you know, we have a problem, a reducing population of the bees, and that's mainly focused on the native bees. And recently they had announced that the bumblebee is now marked as an endangered species. And this happened very recently. And that's because we are growing exponentially. We are, you know, taking away their habitat, and we're building homes, and we're building commercial, and building industries all over the place. So that's where we have to depend heavily on the honeybee population to help pollinate our massive plant, massive agriculture areas. So that's a little bit of what I do and what I'm focusing on to expand my knowledge of beekeeping and other hobbies. And go deep about what are the different things I'm passionate about. So one of the new things that I have taken upon is the 30 Days of Videos Challenge on LinkedIn, where I talk about how to use your smartphone. So that's something else, and not just how to use your smartphone, but how to use your smartphone for video production. So that's something else that I'm building around. So that's some of the things that I do. Is that pretty good?
So, Junaid.
Yes.
Which is your favorite hobby? I know I just asked you pick your favorite child question.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Which is your favorite hobby? Is it the podcast or your growing knowledge of beekeeping? And I'll swing that back around in 2 seconds. And all your growing knowledge of LinkedIn video.
All right. So, beekeeping is a great hobby. Before I go into what my favorite hobby is, I want to tell the audience why I picked beekeeping. It was mainly to have access to local honey, which is really good for seasonal allergies, because in East Coast we have a lot of pollen and it causes a lot of allergies. And my oldest son is affected by these seasonal allergies. And I figured, hey, if we have local honey, you know, he'll be better off fighting off those allergies. So my favorite hobby of all of the ones that I have is video production or video creation. Content creation is one of my biggest hobbies, and video is on top. I have been shooting photos and videos for the past two decades, and as an amateur, but for the past six, seven years, I've been focusing more on getting better and getting good at it. I've joined multiple video forums, joined multiple meetup groups where I get to meet other photographers, other videographers, and expanding my knowledge. Now, since the introduction of the first iPhone and then eventually the iPhone 4, the capabilities of capturing video on your phone became a reality for millions of people. And with the introduction of iMovie app, you can then edit that video that you shot and essentially create a home video all on your mobile device. There were several ads as well that Apple put out where you can see this guy, this boy, he's, you know, playing around with his phone, and you just see him throughout the entire ad, he's just on his phone, and, you know, you start getting the realization of the stereotype, you know, kids are just going to be on the phone. But then towards the end, and it was a Christmas ad, towards the end when everybody's sitting down by the Christmas tree and opening their presents, he put on a video on the television where all of the events that had happened of them arriving to their grandparents' house and, you know, playing in the snow and all that. So he essentially created this beautiful, amazing video for all to see. And everybody was like, whoa, so that's what you were doing on your phone. So, you know, that ad, and along with the multiple of applications that we have available on our smartphones, anybody can be a videographer. All it takes is just a little bit of time, a little bit of a vision, and you can create amazing-looking movies on your phone. So that's my favorite hobby.
That's fascinating, Janine, because I do Periscope at 6:30 a.m. because it's the most quiet to, and I say I get about 30 viewers per play glance, and I need to do this one when we get off the phone, because I need to do a LinkedIn video now. I need to pick up some tips from you, because
right.
I'm so scared of LinkedIn, although people like seeing my face. People like seeing me. And so,
yeah.
So I will do something on LinkedIn. I did two of them so far. I do more on Periscope, and of course I do more podcasting than guys know. And so I'll do something on LinkedIn. So yes, I'm committing to your 30-day video challenge.
Awesome.
Need to get myself on the video more.
Yeah. And I could actually invite you and add to our LinkedIn group. We have a little chat group going for the 30
days of the challenge. That would be great. That would
right?
be great. You guys,
yeah.
See, I put this out to the universe, and someone answered my call. And because right now my fan base, and they'll remember this story. When you mentioned bees, I unfortunately got a beehive somehow stuck in my house for about a good month and a half, the previous summer before last. And I was making a joke of it on my podcast because this stupid bees wouldn't go away. These stupid bees wouldn't go away. We called Colorado Pest Control. Of course, Colorado Pest Control didn't help, couldn't help. And so they ate the vacuum bag at one point. The bees ate the vacuum bag at one point. And all I could hear for about 24 hours, unless I shifted all over my bedroom, is a buzzing.
Yeah.
It's constant buzzing, and when you're dealing with that for about a month and a half when you're in an old house that was bought in 84, and yes, this is my childhood home, and God knows how the bees got in here, and so I'm like, how, it didn't happen this summer, thank God, because I was asleep, but getting bees out of your house is not very funny, guys. So if you have bees, just call pest control or call getting bees out of your house is not fun.
No. So actually what you want to call, pest control will not help. You want to call local beekeepers because a lot of these beekeepers have
these. That's what you should have done. Now looking back on it, if it happens the next time, I'm telling my dad to call the local beekeeper because pest control, we had pest control out here, trust me.
Yeah.
And they did not help. They sprayed and sprayed and blade and then, like, chemicals did not help the queen bee. And, of course, the queen bee didn't want to go away. Eaves, they got into the house and underneath the eaves, and I'm like, go away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's actually tons of videos on YouTube where you see beekeepers relocating honeybees, and you can pull down these eaves and, you know, open up the doors, and you see all of these hives, and they've got fresh honey in there that you can actually eat. And you can see this guy, like, pulling off the wax and, like, eating it. It's like,
no.
So good.
There was honey on my window. There was honey on my window. When I looked up at the window, I'm like, what is that stuff? No, it wasn't. It wasn't fecal matter from the bees.
Yeah.
It was honey. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So luckily we didn't have that this summer. But if you guys remember my bee scenario, and I know I mentioned it on this podcast, so if you have bees in your house, don't call. Don't do what I did. Call and call pest control, please.
Yeah.
Don't do what I did. Don't do as I say when you're listening to this podcast. If you have bees in your house, call a beekeeper. Call a beekeeper. And I'm like, why didn't we do that? Luckily, the bees didn't come back this summer. So, talking about photography, I should have taken a picture of it. And talking about video, I should have taken a picture, video of bees in my house. And that would have been fascinating for everyone behind the scenes. But no, I was so afraid of getting stung, thank you very much, that I didn't take a video of. So now, we have all these, and I, trust me, you guys, I do my videos unedited in my PJs at 6:30 in the morning. If you see me on Periscope, I'm not fully dressed, and I say, hi, you guys, this is what I'm up to today, as a matter of fact, I did win this morning, and my fans seem to love it because it's that know, like, and trust factor, and my fans have been following me on this journey about going back to school, too, getting my journalistic degree here, and so I say, hi, you guys, this is what I'm doing, and so I'll do one tomorrow on Thanksgiving, obviously, and so people know, like, and trust that sort of thing. So how many views, JD, do you get on your podcast?
How many viewers? How many listeners?
Do you get on your podcast? How many viewers do you get on your video? See, I messed it up completely.
Sure. No problem.
Viewers. your podcast. See? There we go.
Yeah, so the views that I get on the videos, I haven't calculated, but on some of the videos I got over 1,000 views, and some videos, you know, they're under 500 or whatever. But it's all on LinkedIn. See, the key to videos on LinkedIn is, one, the engagement that you create with the audience and the comment system, right? So you've got the video up there, but then on the below there, you've got all the comments coming from all of your audience, all of the people that follow you, all of the people that watch the video, and that creates the engagement, and that engagement is where the value is. So you're building a deeper connection with the people that you're talking to on LinkedIn through that. Now, I'm not sure what type of engagement is there on Periscope or Twitter, but I do know on Facebook Live you have some kind of commentary post the live video, or if you just posted a video, you have some commentary going on. But the engagement is really strong on LinkedIn video, so I think you'll get a lot of...
I know. I know. LinkedIn and me are getting along, and LinkedIn and thousands of others are getting along. And you guys, I not only committed to do one video a day on Periscope during 2019. I'm also committing to do lots of podcasts. I'm also committing to do one video on LinkedIn during 2019, all of 2019. So you're going to see a lot more videos from me on JJ. Didn't put the fire under my butt, basically. He goes, because it's no like and trust factors here. So you're going to see a lot more videos out of me as a full-fledged journalist as we get closer to me getting my credentials in 2019. I mean, 2019 is right around the corner. So, yeah, it's light at the end of the tunnel.
It is. I mean, I can't believe how fast this year passed. And one of my goals for this year was that, you know, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do something that I've been wanting to do. And the 30 Days of Video Challenge, talking more about mobile videography and getting my podcast started were some of the big things that I, you know, I took upon and I made it happen. So I'm super excited about that.
Yeah. And before I let you go back to your hobbies and back to your main work of designing mobile apps and web apps, Do you have any questions for me?
Absolutely. So I listened to some of your episodes, and the question I had was, you know, how long have you been doing the podcasting, and what got you into podcasting?
Well, I wrote a book, and that book became a number one bestseller. And you guys, by the way, I'm slowly but surely getting my last autobiography edited, and then I'm going to turn into a novelist completely. No more novels out of this win, and I'm actually bringing my editor on to break down the book with you, you guys listening, and how we edit this book, and I will tell you, I'm really excited to be bringing my editor on to break down my book and to tell you how easy it is to publish a book.
Yeah, that would be really amazing to know, because
I am in the process of doing that, you guys, so you guys get to see behind the scenes of my book. But to answer Nadine's question, Jadine's question, I wrote a book. So that book essentially turned into this podcast, because not only were my friends, my family buying this book, complete strangers were reviewing the book, and they asked me, how do you deal with CP so gracefully, CP, a.k.a. cerebral palsy, a.k.a. ataxia spastic cerebral palsy. Yes, that's not what I just said. So people were asking me, how do you deal with your physical disability so gracefully? And I said, uh-oh, now I need to either close the can of worms or open the can of worms even bigger. So what do I decide to do? Open the can of worms even bigger. Bring people on like you and have them share their stories and then share my story along the way.
That's a beautiful story. Thank you so much. I'll definitely check out your books and, you know, let you know what I think.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate that if all my fans checked out my books. Jeez. Yeah. And they're on LinkedIn. They're on LinkedIn. And I have 8 books. I'm working on my 9th, 10th, and 11th book as we speak. But right now my studies have gotten in the way of my book writing, but because I'm getting a creative writing degree after my journalism degree, I'm going to get back to book writing.
Very, very awesome. So what else? What other?
And so, Jadine, where can people find you, and how can people connect with you? I know you're on LinkedIn, and I know that my friend David mentioned, I heard the name of your podcast this morning because my friend David, the owner of Dual Podcast, is coming on your podcast, Hacks and Hobbies.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I wanted to shout David out, hint, hint, because I'm going to be tuning in to that podcast interview, and maybe you can have me and share my story and
absolutely.
Yeah, we'll get you a book and internet feed. We'll get you a book and podcast feed in a good way.
That would be perfect. So people can find the podcast Hacks and Hobbies on hacksandhobbies.com. The podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts as well as Google Podcasts. I mean, it's truly the help of Anchor FM, the podcast hosting platform that came out of hiding, and it's just an amazing way to publish podcasts. So anybody looking for the episodes, they can go to hacksandhobbies.com and check out the podcast.
I'm going to go look for it right after we get off this phone call, and I would be honored to get interviewed by you because I need more interviews for my book, obviously, and I want to share my story with your audience, and let's break the RSS feed in a good way, you guys, and let's keep this project going from the 30 days of video, and I'm excited to commit to the 30 days of video because I need to get my video game up. Now that I've got my podcasting game up, I need to get my video game up.
I'm so excited. The other place people can reach me is on Twitter, Hacks and Hobbies, or the Facebook page for Hacks and Hobbies is also available. And so that's all. I mean, that's all I've got. If anybody wants to reach directly to me, they can go through the podcast, or you can also look up superjanae.com.
Okay. Well, Janae, I'm going to let you go and let you get back to your amazing work. And I hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving. This podcast will be coming out on Thanksgiving, so you don't need to necessarily, unless you really want to, go back to school to learn all these new fantastic things. You can have Janae and I help you and get you all set up on video, and then get you all set up via podcasting. I actually help people set up their podcast. You guys, I don't know if you knew that, but we'll go ahead.
No, that's awesome. I did notice that you do help other people with setting up podcasts.
I do. Because when, way back when, and I'll tell you this, Diane, we'll end it this way. We went way back when I had no clue what I was doing. I was struggling trying to upload a book, trying to upload a podcast, and there was no podcast coaching out there. So now that I am getting my podcast up and going, and then I'm getting Welcome to Journalism up and rolling, which is also hosted on Anchor, you guys. And you can find that if you go to Welcome to Journalism, and that's all of my Twitter, obviously. And that's a solo episode podcast that I do, so people can follow along on my journey, and that's available everywhere. And so when I was starting out, I had no one. So that's why I give back and make money off of too. And so I hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you enjoyed this episode with Jay Dean and I, and I hope that brings you a little inspiration to go after your hobbies or switch careers. Or just test it out as a side hustle thing.
Fantastic. Thank you
Thanks
so much
you guys.
For the opportunity.
Thank you. No, you're welcome. Thanks to you guys.
Bye.